This summer, the Office of Sustainability is focusing our sustainable spotlight on people that are doing good sustainable work around the Charleston community. You can join us for more podcasts at synergies.cfc.edu. Hello and welcome back to the Sustainability Spotlight Podcast at the Office of Sustainability. I'm Tanner and I'm here with Eliza.
Hi, I work for the office too. I'm the Alternative Transportation Manager.
All right, and today we're interviewing Allison Simmons, a former student at the college, and she currently works as a planning director for Berkeley County. And if you just want to start by telling us more about yourself and how you got involved in planning.
Sure. Well, first of all, thanks for having me. It's an honor to be here, here back at my alma mater. I am the director of planning, so I oversee all operations of the county planning department. I pursued planning because of changes that I saw taking place in my hometown. I wanted to have an influence in how my hometown developed, and so at 19 years old, I decided I was going to pursue a spot on the Planning Commission when there was a vacancy, and the representatives and members of the Planning Commission kind of laughed at me. They're like, what does this little 19-year-old think she's going to do? So I was like, okay, before I can do that, and in order to be truly influential, I need to obtain an education in planning. And so I secured a few internships. My first internship was at Charleston County in their planning and zoning department. And I was like, okay, this is like my niche, what I want to do for the rest of my life. So I then pursued my master's at Clemson in their city and regional planning program. And that was all she wrote.
So where is your hometown?
McClellanville.
Okay. But you work now in Goose Creek in Berkeley County.
I work, yes ma'am, in Berkeley County. The seat is the town of Monk's Corner. Yeah, it's the county seat. So I technically work in all of unincorporated Berkeley County, ranging from Goose Creek, let's see, parts of Hanahan, all the way to Lebanon, Ridgeville, St. Stephen, Edytown, so the rural Jamestown, Bono. So from the urban-suburban core, if you will, of Goose Creek, Somerville is part of the Charleston, North Charleston, Somerville MSA, all the way to the far rural reaches of unincorporated Berkeley County. Berkeley County is either the largest or one of the largest counties in the state in terms of land area. So we're sort of atypically large, if you will, in terms of our land area alone. So it's cool to be able to go to work and be able to work in the suburbanizing areas of the county where there's significant growth pressures and challenges associated with managing that growth, but in the same day, be able to help someone get a permit to put chickens on their property.
Yeah. That's cool. So you've seen it all.
So what does a typical day look like for you?
Gosh, I feel like on a typical day, I'm running around like a chicken with my head cut off.
Do you have permits for that, though?
We're super busy. We have surpassed pre-recession levels in terms of submittals that we're receiving for growth. So anytime someone wants to develop on their property, whether or not they want to build a shed to store their farm equipment, or whether or not they want to subdivide to create a suburban, contemporary suburban residential community, they're required to have authorizations through us. So we're seeing a lot of development pressure, a lot of submittals coming in that require our review and input and ultimately our approval. And we're seeing submittals for rezonings, variances, daily planning activities, as I call them, setting agendas for public meetings like Planning Commission and the Board of Zoning Appeals, as well as trying to fix or improve our ordinances, I should say, to better respond to all of this growth that we're seeing, because we have just exploded within the last decade, and our ordinances really need to change and adapt to respond, if you will, to all of that growth pressure that we've seen. So it's like what I call daily planning, which is plans review, permitting, issuance, those sorts of things. And then long-range planning, which is the more growth management strategies, making ordinance changes to respond to growth, that sort of thing.
So when you're thinking about planning and developing, what do you keep in mind that you think is important, like moving forward in a community?
I think right now, because of the explosive growth that we've seen, particularly on the 176 corridor, the outskirts or the fringe, if you will, of Somerville and the city of Goose Creek, that our infrastructure really has not kept pace with all of this growth that we've entitled as a county. So our foremost priority, if you will, is trying to figure out how to better manage that infrastructure, trying to figure out how we can tie in alternative transportation, which is, I'm sure, up your alley a little bit. So,
for sure.
And so, because I think it's important, sustainable development is the balance of social objectives, environmental objectives, and economic objectives. And we as a county, we've done a good job at responding to the economic objectives, if you will, securing employers, facilitating housing development, respond to the housing needs of our growing community. But I don't feel like we've adequately responded to the social needs, and that's offsetting the impacts that occur as a result of all of that development.
Do you work with the other counties around you to kind of facilitate more of a, I mean, you're all right next to each other and money and people flow in between counties, so how is that work making sure everybody can benefit from, you know, over a certain line that's divided?
We do have pretty good lines of communication and relationships with our neighbors in both Dorchester and Charleston County, because we are regionally one regional economy. When we recruited Volvo, it was very clear that Volvo would not just provide jobs to Berkeley County residents, but to residents going as far as Orangeburg or Williamsburg County, Dorchester, Charleston County, of course. And so we have reached out to our neighbors to try to figure out how we can coordinate some of our long-range planning, particularly where roadway corridors intersect all, you know, both of our jurisdictions. But we also coordinate with the Berkeley, Charleston, Dorchester Council of Governments almost regularly. In fact, I was just meeting with the planning director for the COG, as we call it, yesterday. And so the COG has this responsibility of overseeing transportation planning on a regional basis. And so fortunately, we're able to rely on the COG, if you will, to help coordinate regional transportation planning.
So going back a little bit, you mentioned social needs. What would some of those social needs be when you're thinking about a community?
I think one of the biggest issues that we're having right now is our transportation infrastructure. So we've entitled so much development, but we've had a hard time at evaluating and ensuring that the roadways that serve those developments are of a capacity adequate to serve the traffic generated by those new developments, but also the folks that live there currently, so the existing residents, if you will. So that's one of the, but that's a social need that I perceive. It's how can we continue to develop in a way where there isn't a strain on infrastructure to the point where it compromises someone else's quality of life.
You also mentioned sustainable development. What would you consider to be sustainable development? Like, what does that mean to you?
To me, well, actually, I referenced one of my textbooks before I came here. When I went to grad school, the crux of everything that we learned and how to be good, proactive, and progressive planners was based on this notion of sustainable development. And so I'll just read to you the definition out of this textbook, and it is, sustainable development is defined as development that meets the needs of the present generation without compromising the ability of future generations to meet their own needs. So it's how do you balance the needs of our current residents and our current constituents and stakeholders without compromising the needs of these future constituents and stakeholders.
That's a really good definition. Yeah. I'm glad you brought your textbook.
Very helpful. Prepared. She did her homework.
Yeah, that's really cool.
What are some of the needs that you're finding that are needed now that you're preparing for the future, like with transportation and stuff, with, you know, people, trends moving towards not owning cars or not affording to have your own vehicle, like, how are you all adjusting to that sort of situation?
Well, I will say Berkeley County is at a critical point because we're finding that the cost of continuous roadway widening is not fiscally viable. We're getting to a point where we can widen a road, but the ability to further widen that road is limited because of the cost of full takings of the property that are located or that adjoin that future right-of-way. So the cost of land acquisition and the cost of construction and relocation of utilities like storm sewer, water and sanitary sewer. So we're getting to the point where we're finding that we can't continue to grow like we've been without coming up with some sort of alternative mechanism to address our transportation needs. And transportation is sort of on the forefront of everyone's consideration right now because you experience our constraints anytime you drive anywhere in the Tri-County. And so what we're learning is that obviously we're limited on how much we can widen. So we need to figure out how to better address our transportation needs. And one method is to integrate public transit. And that's another way that we've been coordinating with the COG, is that they have a bus rapid transit plan and a long range transit plan. And we've been stakeholders in both of those planning initiatives. And it's trying to figure out how we can tie in route options and transit supported facilities like bus stops or park and rides, those sorts of things.
Yeah, I've been to a couple planning meetings for 17 because, you know, they can't widen that road anymore and it's just bottlenecks through Charleston. And just trying to figure, they have all these ideas and asking people in the community is a huge part of it. And just kind of getting feelers out there and with that sort of thing. How do you all interact with the community to gather their information and to see what they want? Because, you know, one thing might be planned well, but it's another thing for people to actually use what you put out there for them.
It is my understanding that the COG conducted surveys and they've conducted polls and they've looked at how park and rides are being utilized. So they've looked at how many people are parked there during a normal business day to gather how much demand there is for public transit. And I believe there were some park and ride facilities that were operating at excess capacity, meaning that the facilities themselves had to become bigger to support the amount of people that demanded the park and ride service and the transit service. So I feel like there is a need and a growing need for public transit. Of course, in this area, public transit always seemed to have a little bit of a stigma, but I think folks are finding, would I rather wait in traffic for an hour and a half to get to work, or would I rather sit on a bus and check my email? Because some of the Tri-County Link buses actually have Wi-Fi. It's pretty cool. Yeah, I know. So it's like you can get work done while you're sitting in traffic. And then folks are weighing the cost associated with vehicle maintenance and gasoline and starting to think maybe transit's not so bad. And the more we grow our transit system and the more it becomes robust, I think the more we'll have demand for it.
So what about, we talk about future generations and sustainability. What about thinking about more environmental things when you're planning? Do you guys do any or have any plans around that, or do you guys take that into consideration when you're developing a new area?
We do. In fact, we have a comprehensive plan. The comprehensive plan is required by statute to be updated every 10 years and reviewed every 5. It looks like you guys are familiar with that process. And in that comprehensive plan is a future land use map. And that future land use map identifies areas that are appropriate for rural land uses and conservation, as well as areas that are more appropriate for suburban and urban development. So our future land use map includes a delineation between the suburban areas and the rural areas. And what we do with that map is when folks come in seeking to rezone property, because the majority of our rural area is zoned for agriculture, and our agricultural zoning district doesn't support very intense uses. It supports rural residential and agricultural land uses. And so in order for someone to develop more intensely in any of those Flex 1 zoned areas, they would have to rezone. And when we entertain their rezoning requests, we staff would prepare a recommendation, and we would look at that future land use map recommendation. So if someone comes in seeking to develop intensely in the rural area, in an area designated for rural land uses in our future land use map, our recommendation would most likely be denial. And so Planning Commission would look at it most likely the same. And of course, County Council. So that's one way that we seek to protect the rural areas and the environmentally and even culturally sensitive areas of the county by relying on that future land use map that has delineated those areas. We also coordinate with Lower Berkeley Conservation Trust a little bit when they identify an area for conservation or an area where they would like to pursue a conservation easement, they'll coordinate with us and we work to the best of our abilities to coordinate with them. And then let's see, interestingly enough, and this is it's on the forefront of my consideration, so I'll bring this up. Our stormwater department recently pursued adoption of a new utility rate schedule that's based on the amount of impervious surface, and County Council adopted it. So right now we have previously we had a stormwater utility fee that was based on a flat rate. And I can't recall what the flat rate was, but if you were a major commercial or industrial outlet, or use rather, with significant parking, you would pay the same stormwater utility fee as someone who operated like a small mom and pop convenience store with like a half acre footprint. And so our stormwater division found that that's really not equitable. We shouldn't be charging this small mom and pop the same that we would charge this, multi-acre, if you will, industrial or commercial type use with 300 to 800 parking spaces. That's just not equitable. And so now they have adopted a new utility fee that's based on square footage of impervious surface. And I think moving forward, when we entertain requests for new commercial or industrial or institutional educational development, I think that those applicants will reconsider how we park their spaces, and also consider low impact development techniques to try to bring down that stormwater utility fee.
Do you encourage people to build more green or more sustainably, or just that's not really part of your program?
Yeah, we always encourage folks. When we're working with applicants, the unfortunate reality is that sometimes they're held to a very strict bottom line, and so they might find that in order to meet that bottom line, they are going to provide the minimum, if you will, in terms of improvements. Nothing against them. I get it. They have a business that they need to operate. But I do think that this new utility, the stormwater utility, will be the impetus to facilitate more sensitive, if you will, development patterns, particularly as it relates to parking. So I'm just really excited about it.
That's a pretty cool program. I like it. Yeah. Yeah, considering parking is just like such good land sometimes. Mm-hmm. You're just like, just for a car, come on.
Yeah.
Make something else.
So working with planning, what do you think you've gained from your experience?
The satisfaction of knowing that I have somehow, though maybe only minimally, made a difference.
That must be exciting to see, like, projects you've planned to, like, come into fruition, like, right before your eyes. You're like, this was a brainchild of mine.
That's right.
That's so exciting.
That's Well, I think that sums up all of my questions.
Thanks so much for listening. If you'd like to hear more, you can go to synergies.cfc.edu.